Yeah, the BBC broadcast the hurling final live for the first time yesterday, and what a final it was. And Athenry woman Sarah Mulkearns fronted the programme for the BBC, and she's on the line now. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Hi, Ray.
Good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.
Yeah, what a final for the BBC to hop on board for the first one, huh?
I mean, unbelievable. We were like, I'm not going to lie, we were a bit concerned when we had the amazing semi-finals, particularly the Cork Limerick one. And we're like, surely, it won't be as good.
Yes.
And then they just produced something even better. Like, it was amazing. And it had, you know, all the greatness of like old style hurling, but with the tactics, they saw all the skills, whether it was soloing down the length of the pitch and scoring an amazing goal,
yes,
or Tony Kelly with his stick work, a sideline cuts being, you know, put over the bar. It was just brilliant.
It had everything.
We couldn't have asked for any better.
And I suppose you fronting it, you felt a little bit responsible, as if you had invented the sport yourself and you're introducing it to all your mates.
Responsible, but I absolutely could not. I mean, whoever years, centuries ago came up with it, I mean, I still don't know what was going through their mind, but it's amazing that we have it and it has stuck and we back it consistently. And I suppose there's the concern, like, we're so used to it and we think it's brilliant and amazing, but you do kind of wonder at times, you're like, will this translate or will this just be so kind of bizarre? And then when we saw all the messages and stuff like that coming through, it was lovely because it was just like, yes, this is why we love it and it is accessible, because maybe some people think that about hurling, that it mightn't be as accessible as, say, Gaelic football, you know? And it was brilliant. You know, people didn't care if they didn't know the rules. It was the intensity and the pace and the ferocity madness and the chaos. They were all in.
I'm just looking. A Welshman called Dan said, BBC Two is showing hurling. I don't think I've ever been so invested in a game I know nothing about. It's absolutely mental. I think that's a compliment.
Yeah.
And somebody else says, we're watching the hurling on BBC Two, never seen it before, and there seems to be no obvious rules. Of course there are. Just spend some time learning the rules. There's a lot of contact, and even the ref has been injured. Johnny Murphy, yes. Like, that was a real injury.
Real injury, absolutely. Clash of the heads, you know, with the helmet and coming up, and then you just see, he's like a heavyweight boxer in the corner, you know, with the cut man rubbing the Vaseline onto the blood to stop it pouring out. It was like boxing within it all.
And then the poor man got a hamstring as well.
Near the end,
he was the walking wounded. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It was amazing.
So, yeah, and must be brilliant for you, because you're from Athenry, which is a hotbed of hurling.
It is, yeah. I played camogie, not very well, not to a high standard or anything like that, but played camogie when I was young. And obviously, Athenry, you know, is a great kind of hurling town, and I was very lucky that when, you know, I was kind of growing up and we were following them as a family, you know, they were in All-Ireland club finals and stuff like that, so, you know, we had great days, and hopefully they'll come again soon as well, and obviously with Galway hurlers and the camogie players, I would have been to All-Ireland finals and that with them, and the footballers as well, but Athenry is more kind of, you know, hurling, that's what we kind of grew up on, so it was lovely bringing it, and it's the first sport that, you know, I would have been going to with families and playing, and to think I was doing it for BBC as well, like, you know, kind of working over here now for about kind of 12-13 years, it's a huge privilege and lovely to be able to do something that is so kind of rooted in home and where I come from.
And why
to be
do you
able
think
to kind of do it over here,
Sarah, why do you think they decided now to go with it live? Is it because there's a dearth of sports that you know that the traditional terrestrial channels are now in competition with big streamers? So they have to fill their sports remit with whatever they can get, or is it more positive than that?
I'm obviously not involved in
what's your opinion?
You know, like, it basically all comes from the BBC Sport Northern Ireland team. So it's all kind of produced by BBC Northern Ireland, which is, you know, obviously one of the regions that feeds into BBC. And I got the call a couple of years ago, and they were just very keen that they were, you know, wanted to invest more and cover it more. And they felt like they, you know, wanted to, you know, offer this as a sporting service as much as they did their other sports, and that they were keen to do a little bit more. And they were talking to the GAA around their rights and the packages. And they'd always done the Ulster Football Championship, you know, but they were having a look at what else they could offer. And then, you know, this package kind of came up for both the hurling and football semi-finals and finals to be able to do that. And, you know, they wanted to kind of, you know, respect the game and cover it and bring it to the audiences in Northern Ireland and then obviously all around the UK on iPlayer as well.
And I saw you got an award for your coverage on BBC Northern Ireland.
We did last year. Yes. It was amazing.
And in that, you mentioned the diaspora, and that's important, I suppose. There's so many Irish people across the UK. I'm just reading some more. Egg and spooning from another dimension. That's another comment.
Somebody described the hurl as well as like a tomahawk steak. Oh my God, yes. That cracked me off.
Any British people wondering what the story is with hurling on BBC Two, just imagine two teams of Roy Keane, but they all have a large weapon in their hands, right? He was there actually in the stands watching Cork and beaten. Everybody was saying that, you know, it would have been fair if it went to a replay. Of course, somebody has to win in the end. But yesterday, the consensus was that it wasn't the day, it should have been a draw. And the Clare man was on this morning saying he did pull, so it should have been a free and all that sort of, that's another day's debate, I suppose. Now, you're a Galway woman and the football is on this Sunday. Would you say this Sunday or next Sunday, or what would you say?
Oh, poor old Dara. Poor old Dara. Sabrina's having an awful time on social media about this Sunday, next Sunday. In fairness, I'm sorry, Dara, I would say this Sunday.
This Sunday, yes.
That's what I would go with. Next Sunday, in my mind, would be the following Sunday. Yes, but anyway. Yeah.
I'm a mix of two. I'm halfway between the two of you. Anyway, but anyway, this Sunday in your diary, you are fronting BBC's coverage of the football, which is going across... Yeah. Again, now you have skin in the game this time, as in Galway are playing against Armagh. So how is that going to, have you practiced how you react if they're losing, if they're winning?
I've got my poker face ready to go. I'm just looking in the mirror every so often, trying to channel the emotion. Yeah. I just have nothing showing on my face. No, I mean, the thing I suppose about GAA is everybody, you know, you can only support, and the brilliance and the beauty of it is it's totally about where you're from and, you know, your town in your county or your club in your county. So anybody who knows me knows I'm Galway. So there's no hiding that and everyone kind of acknowledges it. But, you know, you'd be trained as a journalist for years and, you know, around impartiality and all that kind of stuff. So you bring that. But I think people would understand and know where I'm from and stuff like that. And but, you know, you have your training and that kicks in. And then maybe, you know, once you're off air, I'll either feel, you know, amazing and elated or desperately sad.
And what you're saying to me, Sarah, as well, you won't be wearing maroon on the day.
I mean, I might not get away with that, Ray. I think that might be a step too far.
You've had a mad week, as well as the hurling. You did the Open, the golf. You've been here, there and everywhere.
I have. I've had lots of coffee today. I'm doing nothing today, which is amazing.
So tell them what you've done the last few days there.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically been my pinnacle week of the year. Right. On Tuesday, I went up to Scotland, was working on the Open Golf at Troon, which was brilliant. I was doing commentary for BBC Highlights and they were very good. They accepted me just doing the first 2 days. So I did commentary for Thursday and Friday. And then I got the sleeper train from Glasgow down to London because on Saturday was the last Diamond League Athletics meet before the Olympics. And I'll be covering the athletics at the Olympics for BBC. So I wanted to, you know, be there and interviewing the athletes just to remind them, hi, I'm me, you know, if I'm stopping you in the mix zone, please, you know, come and chat. So I did that. And then I hot footed it over from the London Stadium across to Heathrow and then flew into Dublin on Saturday night and rocked up to Crow Park on Sunday morning.
I'm tired just listening to you. We've a lot of hopefuls out there this year in the athletics in particular, Rashida Adlecki. We're fingers crossed and then the relay teams as well. So you could be commentating on Irish medals, which would be great.
Yeah. fingers crossed. It'd be lovely, and it'd be great to be able to kind of, you know, bring them into BBC as well. And I know a lot of people, you know, even within the BBC team are very excited about Rashida, and they've been talking about her for a good few years. And Michael Johnson, obviously, who's part of the commentary team, you know, he's given her a lot of feedback and praise over the years. And I know they're excited to see her run, and the relay team as well. So hopefully I'll be getting to interview them with maybe some medals around their neck.
Now we tried to get the viewing figures. We couldn't get them for yesterday. It'll be interesting to see how many people across the UK watched the hurling yesterday. We thought we'd have them to share with you, but we don't. We'll see how that goes. Sarah, lovely chatting to you. And enjoy. You obviously are a person who's very lucky because you found something that you enjoy doing and you're getting paid for it. And that you'll never work a day in your life. Isn't that what they say?
I know. Best thing in the world.
Yeah. Thanks, Sarah. Talk to you. Bye.
Thanks,
bye. Bye. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.